from the latest happenings on the diamond.
Look, this team, they will find a lot of ways to surprise you. And I think the fact of like how they got here, how they won so many games.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I guess what lead feels safe to you as the Brewers wrap up the final month-ish of the year?
Clinched feels safe.
Yeah, at least 7 with 6 to play, something like that.
Yeah.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town.
As if getting to cover baseball for a living weren't reward enough for Sophia Minert, I saw on Sophia's social media page that it was doggo night at the ballpark at PNC. And you know that just brings it from like an 8 to a 10. Sophia, how was doggo night other than the outcome of the game last night at the ballpark?
You know, I love a pup night at the park. I'm really glad that the Brewers are bringing it back. Don't ask me on the date because I can't tell you the date of when Bark at the Park night is at home. But yeah, anytime you get like a dog parade on the field, it's always a good time for everybody.
You have an update for us on, on Jacob Junis, who was rushed to the hospital after getting hit in the neck with that ball.
Yeah, that was a really scary situation. We were in Murph's office on Monday and we're talking to him about, you know, just all of our normal media session. And then one of the athletic trainers came in and told us what had happened during batting practice. So Junis is on the IL working his way back from a shoulder injury. And he was just on the field doing some conditioning and got hit in the back of the neck by a ball during batting practice. And I think someone tried to like alert him, but just didn't turn in time or didn't hear it. And went down. So obviously they took him through all of the protocol, took him to the hospital for evaluation, took every precaution. He was briefly at the field yesterday to check in with the training staff. They're not ruling out a concussion quite yet, but they're hopeful that, you know, he'll be fine. But this is obviously going to be a delay in his throwing program. So yeah, just a really scary situation because I think honestly, for everything that is going on during batting practice and just a lot of moving parts, I'm honestly kind of surprised things like this don't happen more often. But all things considered, Jacob Junis was really fortunate to get out of that pretty much all in the clear.
Sophie, I'm sure you saw this week there was an incident in New York between the Yankees manager Boone and an umpire, which was I've mm-hmm. never seen anything like that in my life. Are these umpires' unions so strong that the league can't discipline an umpire in a situation like that? Because that was just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it really was ridiculous. I mean, you can't really defend that. I will say Aaron Boone does have a reputation for chirping a lot. He is definitely one of the managers that gets ejected most often. It just seems like he's kind of always in the middle of things like that. That being said, like obviously the umpire was totally in the wrong, didn't really offer much of an explanation after the game. I have not seen if there's any discipline coming down, but something like that just can't happen, you know, where it's the manager truly didn't say anything and it was a fan in the stands and that happened to be, you know, in the front row right behind their dugout. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if what the umpires union can do. I don't know if the league can intervene. I have not seen any discipline coming down for Harvey. So, I don't really have a great answer to that question.
Well, and just a follow-up to that, Sophia, you know, these websites that put out, these Twitter accounts that put out the report card, essentially, for each umpire, for each official. Mm-hmm. Hunter did not do well in that game. His called strike accuracy was 68%. They listed 3 impactful missed calls. It looks like the widest strike zone I have seen since Little League when you're trying to get the kids to swing the bat. So let's just put that out there as well, that even if they don't want to discipline him for mistaking a fan chirping for the manager and ejecting Booney. Maybe they could discipline him for, I don't know, just being bad at his job. That's just a thought. I'm just putting it out there. I don't know if that's a possibility, but according to this thing, he did not have a good day.
Yeah, and well, and that's, you bring up that up too with, like, you know, the umpires are scored on that every day, and that's across the league. And this comes up with Angel Hernandez all the time too. And there, his recent game behind the plate, he also had a very low accuracy score, and several impactful calls. There was one strikeout, I'm forgetting the name of the player with the Rangers. He got all three. It was a called strike. He got all three strikes wrong. And so, like, that has come up as well in terms of, like, even just the scores. They're, like, a minimum score that you have to get before there's discipline on the umpires. And, like the umpires have a very difficult job, like, the volume of decisions that they have to make. But getting balls and strikes right is obviously the most important part of their job. So that has come into conversation, too. Like, what do you even do with these scores? Because it doesn't seem like there's much repercussion if these scores are lower than what they should be.
So do you think we're getting closer and closer then to automatic strikes, robo umps behind home plate, and just using the technology available to call balls and strikes?
Yeah, I think at some point it's going to come into play. You know, they're experimenting with that in the minor leagues. So I think, you know, you might see different versions of it. Like, I don't know if you, I think you still need umpires, but maybe the ability to challenge, the ability to check the technology, the speaker in their ear, I don't, something. I mean, I think they're going to come up with something of how to introduce ABS at some point down the road.
Sophia Minert hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, as she does every week during the baseball season. All right, what's the vibe around this Brewers team right now? We talked yesterday about all these injuries that seem to be piling up very early in the season. I guess Gabe said the silver lining is none of them are 60-day, right? You're talking about short stints on the IL, but what is the vibe surrounding this team?
You know, I have to say that, you know, as much as it feels like the hits just keep on coming, like, literally, you know, like, the hurt guys are getting hurt. When you look at, like, what happened to Jacob Junis, of just, like, such an unfortunate incident, they have done a really good job of not really letting that affect them. And I think Murph deserves a lot of credit for that, for just how he manages everybody and kind of the tone that he sets every day. And, like, his message is always very consistent of just, do what you got to do to win tonight, and we'll worry about tomorrow. And he's able to do that and also try to kind of protect players as much as he can, specifically with the pitchers. I mean, that's just the area that's most affected right now. They're down to three healthy starters. They've got Freddie Peralta, Joe Ross, and Colin Ray left. They've lost D.L. Hall and Wade Miley on this road trip just in the last couple days. And then the incident with Jacob Junis. So it's just, they've done a really good job of just, like, all right, next man up. And last night it was Tobias Myers, who has bounced around a lot. This is his sixth different organization. He's only 25. He's got a really good arm, really good stuff. We saw it last night. You know, the first pitch he throws, Andrew McCutchen hits it for a homer. And then he settled in really well after that. He gave them five innings, and that was the only run that he allowed, a couple strikeouts. You know, so they've already, he was the ninth starter that they've had to use already, which is crazy. Think about, they used 10 all of last season. So I think they've just done a really good job of honestly, like, weathering the storm. And the players that have come up and had to fill in these roles, even if it's maybe been rushed or sooner than what the organization intended, they've delivered. And so I think you worry in the long term, right? Like, the long view of it, of, you're really testing the limits of your pitching depth. You hope that you can get healthier, get these guys back soon, and then things will stabilize a little bit.
Sophie, how is Devin Williams' rehab progressing?
Yeah, he actually just went to LA and had a checkup with the back specialist, Dr. Watkins, and overall got a really good report. I think he's still relatively on target. He's not throwing yet. He's still in his strengthening phase. He is doing upper and lower body stuff. He will start, like, a plyometric throwing program within the next couple weeks. But I think, you know, he went and there were no setbacks. It might be a little bit behind than what they were hoping, but I think, you know, the All-Star break, if not shortly after, is still the target for Devin Williams.
Sophia Minert joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just want to close the loop. Bark in the Park, May 9th. Bark in the Park.
Ooh, so it's right coming up.
And speaking of coming up, I wanted to also say that the Yankees, we were talking about Booney, the Yankees will be at AmFam Field this weekend. They got a 3-game series, the 26th, 27th, and 28th. So if you want to go and sit behind the dugout and try to get Booney ejected, here's your chance.
Worth a shot.
All right, Sophia, great to chat with you. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, have a great day.
All right, she's Sophia Minert. You can see her on Bally Sports Wisconsin, covering all things Brew Crew all summer long.
It doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. Was an issue for me. Didn't realize it was an issue for me. And maybe you don't realize it's an issue for you, too. If you're tired, groggy, just don't have that same energy you had to attack your day that you had a year or two ago. Those could be signs of low testosterone. And Mentality is here to help you. Mentality, local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. So if you think that this is something you could be dealing with, you contact them. Go to lowtusa.com, go through their process. At the end, you get a blood panel done. Within a week, your results come back to you. And if your testosterone levels are low, like mine were, you can start working with Mentality, which is great because you can get that energy back. You can start feeling like yourself again. And it's not just one size fits all. It's a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. So go to their website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. So learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.